You're listening to 30 Pounds Down, where losing weight is simplified with healthy habits. I'm Glenda Hill, a nurse turned holistic nutritionist. Let's go to the show. Hello and welcome, my friend. Today I'm talking about fasting, and this is a thriving way to lose pounds by eating less often. Not necessarily less food, but less often without feeling deprived. This is an amazing way to nourish your body and still lose weight. And I was able to do it. I followed this process and I lost 30 pounds with inches off my waist in 6 weeks. Eating two meals a day instead of three is what helped me to heal my leaky gut and banish abdominal bloating. And people call this two meal a day plan intermittent fasting. But really, it's a way of life. And I love this way of life because once you lose the weight, you want to keep it off. So you want to have an eating plan you can keep it up for the rest of your life. Maintain and sustain that same plan that got rid of the weight in the first place. If you want to call it intermittent fasting, that's fine. That's okay. Intermittent fasting is good for weight management. Fat loss. It improves blood sugar control, promotes cellular repair, enhances mental clarity, and boosts cognitive function. Wow, does that sound like some of the results that you would want in your life? Well, you can achieve all of your health goals, and you can achieve your healthy weight too, my friend. I want to show you how I did it. And also, if this sounds good to you, I want to share with you some of the mistakes that people make when they're breaking a fast, even a two meal a day plan. And I'll give you tips that's going to make this journey so much more fun and effective for your health and weight goals. So let's get started. Adopting the two meal a day plan, it doesn't have to feel hard. The important thing is that you want to take small steps in the proper sequence. Okay, so you want to set regular meal times. You want to eat whole plant-based foods, drink water, walk after your meals, and get good sleep consistently. Okay, but fasting is not for everyone. If you have medical conditions or pregnant or breastfeeding, maybe you have a job that has irregular work hours or schedule, then it's going to be difficult to set your regular meal times because that's really important in a two meal a day plan. What made it easier for me was that I had a breakfast at 10 a.m. I set my last meal of the day at 4 p.m. And so I had the whole afternoon and evening, the hours that I slept was the times that I was fasting, which made it easier on me because, you know, you got 8 hours of sleep, no food. You're not even thinking about food, right? And so that's wonderful. When I wake up in the morning, I am really hungry for my breakfast. And so I make sure that my breakfast is whole foods, but it's plant-based foods because I'm very keen on the idea of eating clean foods, as less processed foods as possible, because I don't want chemicals and additives and artificial this and artificial that, and, you know, even pesticides. I don't want any of that in my food. The way to avoid all of that is to eat whole plant-based foods. That's how I make it easier on myself. If you like what you're hearing and you believe that this is something that you would want to do, it may be the answer for your health goals, for your healthy weight. I want you to embrace this after a word of prayer and allow God to guide you and direct your steps. It's very important to do that because you're going to find that it's going to be so much easier when you consult with God and He gives you the go-ahead. I want to share with you some of the mistakes people make and some of the tips to make this journey a fun journey as well, right? Not just full of results, but you having fun at the same time. One of the mistakes that people make is that they don't drink enough water or they drink too much water. Yeah, too much water. They're even overzealous about drinking the water that they're flushing out some of the nutrients, especially the electrolytes. And so what we're talking about here is going above and beyond just drinking water to stay hydrated. You want to ensure that your body gets adequate electrolytes. It involves a combination of dietary choices and your hydration practices, okay? If you are into sports or you're an athlete, you know the importance of having electrolytes. And so that's going to help with your fluid balance. You want proper fluid balance because this is essential for hydration, also metabolism, digestion, right? And your body's ability to utilize the nutrients. It's going to help your metabolic function, your muscle function, your nerves, okay? So the important thing to know right now as it relates to your weight loss is that the electrolyte, if you have any imbalance at all, such as low potassium, low magnesium levels, this is going to contribute to metabolic disturbances and fluid retention. This is going to affect your appetite and the cravings, right? So what you want to do is make sure you address any kind of electrolyte imbalance through proper nutrition and hydration, because that's going to support all of your weight management efforts. So let's do that. We want to make sure we get the foods that actually are rich in electrolytes. Things like bananas, which has the potassium, spinach, magnesium, avocados have potassium, oranges. Yeah, I love oranges. Get potassium from oranges. And also calcium. You can get it from the yogurt. You can get it from even sesame seeds, right? All the seeds have magnesium and nuts have magnesium. So we want to make sure we have these foods and daily meals that are balanced with a variety of plenty of fruits, plenty of vegetables, right? We want to have whole grains and make sure you have plant-based proteins, right? Beans and lentils and chickpeas. And then you want healthy fats, but you want healthy fats in moderation, okay? You don't want to eat too many, but just enough so that you feel satisfied from one meal to the next. Now, once you get a good variety of meals like this, you are ensuring that you're going to get all of the electrolytes your body needs. So then the only thing you need to do now is drink your water. So we're talking maybe 8 to 10 cups or glasses, depending on the person, right? And I know a lot of people will grab some Gatorade or some drink like that that has electrolytes, but I want to encourage you, my friend, to get your electrolytes from your foods, fruits and vegetables that have a high water content that are rich in electrolytes. And one that I mentioned was oranges. Yeah. But if you're doing some high intensity workouts or physical activity, it's okay, especially in hot weather conditions. You want to replenish the electrolytes pretty quickly if you're sweating a lot, right? Well, what's good for that is coconut water, all right? So don't reach for the Gatorade. Go for something natural, which is coconut water. All right, I hope you'll try it, my friend. And then you want to aim for 8 to 10 cups of water daily throughout the day. This is going to help you stay hydrated and also to achieve that hydration balance and maintain a good balance of the electrolytes. So my friend, I hope this has helped you to see how fasting can help you to thrive and not feel deprived. You can enjoy healthy fats in moderation that promotes not just your health and well-being, but also it helps you to thrive. It helps you to enjoy spending time with God, doing ministry work, caring for others, serving others. This is the thriving aspect of eating this way, this plant-based foods. You are nourishing your body, your mind, and your spirit. Another mistake people make is that they don't monitor their sodium intake. And while sodium is an important electrolyte, you don't want to have excess amounts of sodium because that's going to lead to electrolyte imbalances. I want you to be mindful of any processed foods that you may be eating does have too much salt in it. Okay, so you want to balance your sodium intake with potassium-rich foods because that's going to balance out the sodium. All right, so keep that in mind. And we always want to practice mindful eating. Always pay attention to what we're eating and how we're eating it, right? Okay. Another mistake that some people make is that they break their fast with the wrong foods. The right foods to eat after a fast are foods that are easy to digest. What I do, even with a 2 meal a day, I still need to eat a hearty breakfast. And so you could still have a hearty meal. You could still have your oatmeal or your granola. You can have cooked apples. Yeah, not necessarily applesauce, but you can just have cooked apples. Baked grits. I love grits. You can have like a apple salad with that. And so that's a good hearty breakfast with some nut butter, like almond butter. And you want plant-based protein because it's easy to digest, okay? All of these foods are easy to digest. They're going to support your gut health and give you that sustained energy from your breakfast to your lunch, okay? You're going to be fueled and powered up for your day. That's how you break a fast, my friend. And so these are some of the mistakes that people make and some of the tips that's going to help you to do the fasting in a way that is going to help you to achieve your desired results. Another mistake people make is they chew gum or they chew on mints during their fasting period. And what you don't want to do is stimulate those digestive processes. So when you're chewing gum, that interferes with the fasting state. And while we do get energy from our foods, it's also true that it takes a lot of energy to digest our meals. So if you are constantly tired or you're tired after you eat, it may be that your stomach is overloaded. You've eaten too much and your body just lacks the energy to break down large amounts of foods. So what you want to do in that case is chew your food well. This is part of being mindful in your eating, mindful in your healthy lifestyle journey. All right, my friend, you can eat less often with a 2 meal a day plan and not feel deprived at all, but you will thrive and you will feel more energized and have mental clarity and good emotions and healthy thoughts when you eat less often and you are giving your body the electrolytes that you need that really makes all the difference in your weight loss journey. I want you to feel as though what you're doing with a 2 meal a day plan is rooted in the Bible. You are eating for strength and not for gluttony, right? I hope you will apply what I shared with you today. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend and a loved one. Subscribe to my channel. Until next time, peace to you and have a great day.